Trembling her lips, as though she bore some sudden pain and hardly mastered it. wild woodsman hung unawares. From the clashing infinite mounts up within him, thus to hold and keep and comfort her distress, lull her to sleep, and gently kiss her brow and hair and eyes, seems love perfected. Templed high and white against the calm of golden autumn skies, and shining quenchless with the dust of light. But passion, ambushed by the aerial shrine, comes forth to dance, a hoof of scent, his sacred dance. Laughter in his eye, and cruelty along the scarlet line of his bright smiling mouth. All servant. He delights to beat the maddening quick dry rhythm of goatish feet, even in the sanctuary, and makes bold to mind himself the godmother of the place. He turns in terror from her transparent face, from the white-lidded languor of her eyes, from lips that passion never shook before, but glad in the promise of her sacrifice. I give you all. Would that I might give more. He is afraid, seeing her lie so still, so utterly his own, afraid lest she should open wide her eyes and let him see the passionate conquest of her virgin will shining in triumph, starry bright with tears. He thrusts her from him, face and hair and breast, hands he had touched, lips that his lips had pressed, seeing things dead. Lest she should body forth in palpable shame those dreams and longings that his blood, aflame through the hot dark of summer nights, had dreamed and longed. Must all his love then turn to this? Was lust the end of what so pure it seemed? He must escape, ah God, her touch, her kiss.